Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Chris, Lawrence, Steve, and Bob. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Today we're going to do a short little snippet on news. There's been a lot going on, and we're going to start off with a story about Perry. Bob, what do you have for us?
I am so excited. I've got the Perry the Platypus theme song running through my head. So for those that haven't heard, it is official. Disney announced earlier this week that starting this summer at Epcot, Kim Possible World Showcase Adventure is out, and the Adventures of Perry the Platypus are in, replacing it. Perry the Platypus, of course, is one of the characters featured in the Disney hit animated show Phineas and Ferb. He plays the pet platypus of stepbrothers Phineas and Ferb. But in reality, he's actually Agent P, a top secret agent whose job it is to save the tri-state area from the evil shenanigans of Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
Oh, say it better. Come on.
Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz and his innators. So basically, the game is supposed to work very similar to, you know, Kim Possible Adventures. Guests wishing to participate will become top secret agents whose job will be to help defeat Dr. Doofenshmirtz using a high-tech secret agent device and clues found throughout Epcot's World Showcase, including Mexico, France, Germany, Norway, Japan, China, and the United Kingdom.
I hope they change the clues.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll all tie it into to the whole Perry the Platypus, you know, and Phineas
and Ferb
show.
They could keep the same clues and just tie it into the storyline. But I hope they change them.
No, I think they'll change it. And no specific date as to when in summer this is happening, but it is happening. And I was never a fan of Kim Possible, but Phineas and Ferb are huge right now, and Perry is very popular. So I might actually play this one. This is cool. Do ba do ba do ba do ba do ba do.
Oh boy.
Hey, Jen. P. I was hoping you would give us your rendition.
No.
You mentioned it was going in your head and
yeah, no,
put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, I you know.
It takes a lot of the fun out of it when you do it voluntarily.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's kind of spontaneous. Besides, I don't know if I, you know, can do the whole I don't think I can do the song justice. You know.
Okay. Well. All right, let's move ahead. Chris, I'm going to go to you with Fantasyland.
Okay, so yay! This week, on Monday the 12th, Disney went ahead and opened up part of the Fantasyland expansion. In this case, it was Storybook Circus. So they had the Great Goofini, which is the refurbished Goofy's Barnstormer. The train station is redone and it's open. And of course, one half of the Dumbo. So although there's a double spinner, only one half is working on Dumbo right now. So from the pictures, it looks pretty impressive.
And it is a soft opening. So it
yes.
could open and shut down at any time until...
Don't say that.
Well,
it needs to be open next week.
No, but it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
It has to be open for Chris, but it could shut down.
As long as it's open the day we're there, that's all that matters.
Right.
It didn't look like wait times were too bad. I mean, I was seeing like 45 minutes for Dumbo, which is pretty standard.
Well, and they do have a lot to add still. I mean, aside from adding, you know, the other portion of Dumbo, because right now only the new Dumbo site is running, they still have to add Casey Jr., the little water play area. That's still yet to be installed.
Has anyone seen pictures of the train station? It looks really beautiful.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it does look nice.
Yeah, it's really well done, and it's much bigger than the last one, which is nice, too, because Fantasyland is of course, a popular location, but given the expansion, they're going to need a much larger train station, so...
Now, Bob, you said when you took pictures the other day, you said that it looked like very little of the outside of Little Mermaid is done.
Well, no, I wouldn't say very little. I mean, it's nice to see the tops on Prince Eric's castle, you know, finally completed. And there is a lot of rock work that's done. But, you know, when you look at the artist renderings of the final photo with waterfalls and pools of water and little lagoons and trees and all this stuff that needs to be added, I wonder how much longer it's going to take to do that. I mean, they are working, it seems, around the clock. And I would imagine that this is going to be their next big area of focus.
It's got to be. I mean, it was always planned that it was going to open, you know, before the rest of Fantasyland, wasn't it? You know, like after Storybook, it'd be Ariel, and then Beauty and the Beast and all that over there, and then finally Seven Dwarfs. So, so it's got to be next. Just when?
Right, and they are working very fast. I mean, every time you go, you know, every couple of weeks is you know something different. So, you know, and what do I know? I mean, you know, maybe what's left to be done is very easy, but it just looked like they were adding more framing for more rock work, and you know, it just wasn't quite there when you look at it versus the, you know, the final artist renderings. The other thing that's up that. You know, I didn't take pictures of is part of the new wall separating the new Fantasyland from old Fantasyland is actually open and looks really, really nice too.
Okay, I can't wait to see that next week.
What about the Storybook Circus tent kind of interactive queue, the waitlist queue that everyone's been talking about that they were going to do for Dumbo? Is that open yet?
I heard it wasn't open.
Yeah, I have a feeling that that's going to open. When they install the other half of Dumbo, that's what I'm thinking. You know, but meanwhile, you know, it's great views of you know the construction in Fantasyland by going on Dumbo and Great Goofini,
which of course kills grown-ups. Like when it was Goofy's Barnstormer, I was just like, oh god, not this again, really, because it just like whips you around and everything.
Right.
So, but I'm gonna go on it. I will definitely be on it next week. So. Can't wait.
It'll be exciting, definitely.
I know. The one thing, too, that and not to keep on the subject, but I just wish we knew when Beauty and the Beast or Be Our Guest restaurant was opening because nobody knows. And I was talking to a cast member yesterday when I was making dining reservations trying to get her to kind of like, hey, what do you think? And she's like, we don't know. So.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen, I'm sure, the videos on the Disney Parks blog with her putting the framing, you know, up inside and adding the background touches and stuff, and it's going to be wonderful. I mean, all these different dining rooms, you know, that you'll you know be able to eat in. But yeah, I mean, if we're right, if it's going to open, you know, sort of right to left, you know, with Storybook Circus and then. Mermaid and then Beauty and the Beast, and Mermaid's, you know, maybe going to open this summer. Maybe we're looking at a fall opening for, you know, the whole Beauty and the Beast area.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, and that is an area that seems to be having less work done to it than other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bob, you go there frequently enough. Yeah. That. You know, you're already probably getting used to the new look of Fantasyland, and I'm just very excited that next week we're going to get to see this, and it'll be like going to a new park. We'll be kids in a candy shop again, or kids in Disney World, you know, just all excited and giddy.
Yeah, and I think when I walk through Storybook Circus, and I plan to do that this weekend, in fact, I kind of will feel that way, and that says a lot, too, about how good Disney is about theming and refreshing things because, I mean, really, the Great Goofini and Dumbo is, you know, they're not new attractions, you know. I mean, they're things that were already there, but the way that they can make it look new. I mean, the fact that people can get excited about a train station.
I think it is too bad that, you know, for the longest time, Fantasyland has looked kind of half complete. So I'm really looking forward to opening up again and seeing, you know, that's one of my favorite parts of the park. So just seeing the whole thing when it's done, I can't wait.
It's going to be so good for reducing traffic, I think, you know, through there because it's so hard to navigate in the afternoons.
Yeah. They had to have put a lot more thought in crowd control because the Magic Kingdom, you know, even though it's got that spoke wheel kind of thing going on and that's supposed to move traffic better, it still gets pretty clogged. I hope they've done, you know, they've paid attention to that in the Fantasyland expansion. So.
Yeah, and we probably won't really know until...
Until it's all done.
Yeah, until it's all done, or at least more of it is open. But what is nice, too, is I'm hearing that, you know, all of these details are going to... you know, kind of lead into one another and flow into one another very nicely. So, you know, in Storybook Circus, if you look in the cement, there's, you know, peanuts in the ground and you know, bananas and things in the ground.
Oh,
and
I saw that.
Little animal tracks because the circus has come to town, and you'll see more animal tracks leading to, you know, different areas. You know, so it will all flow, so it won't seem all, you know, cut up. Which is good. I think that'll be a really nice feature. And of course, right now I think there's probably a lack of shade and trees, but you know, as it becomes more complete, they'll add more greenery.
Well, you know, I watched this video, and one of the things the Imagineer was saying, and this was like at last August D23 conference when they had a little presentation on Fantasyland expansion, he was saying that, you know, in most of the Magic Kingdom, they haven't been able to put in really big trees because the utilidors are underneath. But the utilidors aren't in that part of Fantasyland, so they can do a lot more with landscaping.
Hmm.
So hopefully we'll get some big trees eventually and a lot of good shade.
Right. Well, that'll be nice.
Steve, you have a short little snippet for us.
Oh, yeah. So Disney is testing out some new buses. So they have at least two of the Nova buses, and from all reports that I've read, it looks like they're testing them out in some of the cast member areas. If you haven't seen a Nova bus, it's basically a regular bus with an accordion and then another bus attached to the back of it. So it has three sets of doors, the two doors on the regular bus, and then the kind of cut-up added bus piece has a set of doors as well. So hopefully that'll help. You know, I know, Lisa, when we were there, they had these super buses, which were like actual semi-trailers that they turned into buses that had a cab that drove them, and they drove them in the backstage areas to get cast members to the Magic Kingdom and those places, because they have to load a lot of cast members on them and off of them. So I don't know if they're just going to do them in the cast member areas or if there's plans, if they work out, to actually move them into guest areas.
I like the idea of, you know, possibly being able to load people who are on scooters and wheelchairs a little bit faster, you know, maybe with a system like this, or fit more people, you know, on board and allow people to get to their destinations where they're going faster. And I hope they, you know, I hope if they're testing these that, you know, it's a success and they'll decide to implement them. But you have to imagine those things are hard to turn.
Yeah. And there's some really tight, some super tight turns around there.
Yeah. And certain curves on Disney property are pretty tight. So I would wonder where these would be used, but that's neat. Yeah. Anything that will make it, you know, more enjoyable for guests, I'm all for that.
I think if nothing else, it'll be a novelty.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to get a kick out of this. I will.
wouldn't it feel weird to be in, like, that second car and, you know, not see a driver?
It'd be like a train.
Right? So you're kind of just, like, out there. You know, the thing is swinging around a curve and, you know, nobody's driving. I don't know.
We'll let you try it out then.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm easily amused. What can I say?
Well, aren't we all? Okay. Well, I think that wraps it up for our little segment on news. And we hope to see you next time here on Mouse Chat.